Hello, lovies.
Hi.
It's the Fat One, and I just wanted to call and wish you a congratulations on reaching your 100th little show, you know, the BFO.
Thank you.
Hit episode number 100 back on June the 19th, 2008.
God, you're old.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Almost 10 years ago.
People have been listening to you for that long?
And I just wanted to say how much I've enjoyed listening to the gay boys and how lovely it was to meet you down there in the Nolans, despite you vomiting and
as you make those
sleeping through everything and being overserved.
Okay, that was both of us.
Being made to do naughty things with other attendees. Being
that was you, Mike.
Not go there.
They didn't make me.
Anyway,
you did it willingly.
I just want to wish you many, many more. Hopefully, you'll make it to episode 3,000 soon.
Nobody wants that.
And being fatty, are they going to be alive that long? Well, I don't know. But anyway, congratulations on episode 100. And am I supposed to be asking a question?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
God, you're old. Fatty?
Jesus fucking Christ. People have been listening to you for that long?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2960 of the FO for two. I say Tuesday the 4th of June 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna natter about Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Shazula's Big Fatty. I was expecting some memory lane little flashback there. Well, no, memory lane month is over. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we know. Thank the hydrogen. Anyway, y'all, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're Shazula's today because y'all, on Sunday night, we had the State of the Station little show, and y'all, we announced the schedule for the June Pride 48 event. Y'all, I'm just gonna run down it real quick so you can put it on your mark in calendar. Y'all, it all starts on Friday the 21st of June. It's the opening show at 8:30, and y'all, all of these are Eastern daylight times. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it started at 8:30 p.m. in the evening with the opening show. Then at 9 o'clock is... Yes, Big Betty, the very last Big Betty of Pride 48 events. It's right. And y'all, Big Betty always goes first because, you know, I set the bar so terribly low. And y'all found out that where I'm having to use new software this year to be able to connect to the stream. And so y'all, we could repeat that first year again and have just the 20 minutes of silence again. After that, the airplane show is coming back. It'll be at 10 p.m. in the evening, and then at 11 p.m. in the evening, the cocktails and kerfuffles, Big Fatty, they're coming back too. Yeah, they're doing an annual show now. Then at midnight, we've got that Blue Jeans guy, and then at 1 a.m. in the morning, he'll be joined by Mr. Green Jeans, and y'all, it'll be the Denims, and that concludes the first day. Y'all, at noon on Saturday, we start the day with the North and South of Things. Big Betty, I thought that was the South and North of Things. No, that would make it snot. It's North and South. Oh, okay. With Georgia and Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha. Y'all, then we've got a new little show at 1 o'clock, the Relation Shit. We've got the Shy Life podcast. Oh, yes, Big Fanny, with Ick. It was starring Ick, right? At 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, it's the Older Gay Guy Show. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, the Gay Wasteland with that freak. Quincy is at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Then at 5 p.m., y'all, we've got BSP. And y'all, that's short for Believer Skeptic Podcast. Y'all, that's another new one. 6 p.m., it's Who Invited Her from the crew out there in the San Diego, followed by the Stick It With a Poke at 7 p.m. You know, that's their normal time on Saturday evening. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, then old Crooked Hat calls the little show with the very best audio. Big Betty, I thought you did your show. No. Y'all, that's the Sarah Talk. And then you heard them at the beginning of today's little show. At 9 o'clock, it's the Gayish. Then at 10 o'clock, it's the Tastes Like Burning with Tim and James, James and Tim. And y'all, then we close out Saturday evening at 11 p.m. in the evening with the Geeky Gay. Oh, a big Fanny, are you gonna vomit? No, but I've got some intestinal problems I'll tell you about later. Yes, Big Fanny. Starting off Sunday, we're starting at 1 p.m. in the afternoon with, but first, that'll be old Crooked Hat. And me and Alex Lefevre, and could be a host of other folks, maybe Sam in the Hinterlands, or the Fig Driver, or Archer, or Moose P, or Mr. Mike Loss, Big Fanny. Y'all, that it's going to be interesting because the very first episode of But First is the weekend before the very first televised episode of The Big Brother. Which comes on the 25th. Big Fanny. Then we'll have at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, it's the Chubbs Gone Wild, followed by the Swanna and Judd and the Big Gay Sex Show. Big Fanny. That's the Sack of Tomatoes block it is. Then y'all, this is an odd one now, and I've been told this has nothing to do with old Crooked Hat or that Daniel Biba. Y'all, at 5 p.m. in the afternoon, it's the Dubious Intent Plus. Big Fanny. Then at 6 p.m. in the evening, it's Greetings from Nowhere with Christina and Nicole and probably Zombie Girl TJ. The Stinky Orangutans are at 7 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, then we close it all out with a Pot Is My Co-Pilot with Taylor and Taffy and Rodan. Yes, Big Fanny, everyone's favorite giraffe. At 8 p.m. in the evening, and then y'all, then we'll do a little closing show at 9 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, that schedule is posted over at pride48.com. You just go over there under events, and you go to the June event, and then you can get info, or you can see the schedule over there in case you didn't write it down. Big Fanny, it sounds like it was all very professional last night. Oh, it was very professional. And y'all, you can listen. You can listen to that little show. Old Crooked Hat's already got it posted over there to the www. And y'all, I'm just going to say it right now. Y'all, one month from today is the deadline for paying your attendee fee for the August event down there in Nolens. You know, it goes up. There's a penalty, a big fatty, it's a tariff. It's a tariff. If you pay after the 4th of July. So, y'all, if you're coming to Nolens, go ahead and pay your fee. Yes, Big Fanny, already done. So there you have it. And, y'all, speaking of Nolens, y'all, there was another problem again with the reservation system with the motel. And that Joey Bukkake was going to be on the horn with them Monday morning. And, y'all, so hopefully, Monday morning. And so hopefully that, if it hasn't already been cleared up, they had to go out and get a medicated salve or something. I don't know. But anyway, just give it a day or so, and it'll all be working just fine. Yes, Big Fanny! Anyway, y'all, after I recorded the Monday little show, y'all, I like I said, I had the Pride 48 State of the Station. Y'all, when that was over, y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. And y'all went, climbed into the love chamber, and y'all had a little bit of trouble going to sleep. And y'all, I decided that I was just going to take me an IBU Friends to kind of, you know, just kind of settle down. And y'all slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty. I did also have a little saltine cracker. A little saltine cracker with a pat of butter on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I will say this. After my evening nipple walk, y'all, I rushed back to the villa because, y'all, I was having a little intestinal distress. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine, because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Digga.
Oh, I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And
a bag of groceries that needs delivering, and maybe taxi that needs driving.
Maybe you can do that Uber.
Unbelievable.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that. Totally original. Never heard before bumper about my colon. And y'all, I've just got three words to describe my colonic discharges over the past day on Sunday evening and on Monday morning. Y'all, a loose, oily stool.
That is vulgar.
But y'all, it's just, you know, sometimes it's just you know, it's almost like a cleansing. And y'all, I think it's because I'm finally back home and, you know, not eating out at every meal and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, y'all, I hopefully that means I'm returning to normal. Big Fatty, I'm not sure a loose, oily stool is normal for anyone but you. Well, anyway, y'all, then, I got up on, Monday morning, and y'all, it's gotten hot. It's gotten hot now, Tuesday today, is supposed to be cooler, only supposed to get in the mid-80s, today, but y'all, Monday, 95. Oh, 95 was going to be the high. But, y'all, the good thing is the humidity has not been suffocating. So, y'all, I did what I decided to do on Monday. I did my shorter. Y'all, I have two routes that I follow on my nipple walks, and one of them is a little bit longer than the other one. I decided to do the shorter one during the heat of the day. And then Monday evening, I plan on doing the longer one while, as you know, because the temperatures will have cooled some. anyway, did the shorter one. Y'all, I wasn't totally soaking wet, but came back and had another loose, oily stool. discharge, and y'all got me a shirt, and y'all, it was just lovely, and y'all, I laid down. Y'all, I'm missing my newspaper. I've got to tell you, I am missing my newspaper. But y'all, I'm not gonna take it and pay for nothing while I'm doing my visits over to Hatlanta so often. So y'all, it's just gonna be the way it is. But y'all, I got my shirt, laid down, and caught up with some of the Words with Friends and the Dice with Friends and the Candy Crush. And then I y'all hadn't gotten an update on the Hat Arena yet, but y'all, hopefully we'll hear something later on Monday, as I'm recording this on Monday afternoon. But y'all, and then I made me a box of that pasta solid. Y'all, do you like the pasta solid?
Yes, Big Betty, full amount, mayonnaise.
No, I get the suddenly solid Caesar flavor, and y'all, what am I trying to say? Big Freddy, we don't know. Y'all, you boil the water and boil the macaroni and everything. And y'all, you're supposed to mix it with the seasoning packet with a quarter of a cup of vegetable oil and a tablespoon of cold water. And y'all, I had some oily
Big Freddy, is it like your stool?
No, it was a oily Caesar dressing as opposed to a creamy Caesar dressing, and y'all, so I just use it, so hopefully it's gonna be nice and flavorful. I'm gonna have that for my supper Monday night. I gotta tell you, the shake and bake pork chop.
Yes, Big Betty, and I helped.
Was just delicious. I had that with some. What did I have with that? Oh, I had some vegetables, some steamed vegetables. Y'all, I'm gonna have a little of that pasta salad with the other pork chop, and some broccoli.
Big Freddy, you'll be tooting it up.
It probably will be tooting it up. But y'all, I was out on the porch early on Monday because, you know, Sebastian, you know, my neighbor across the way, little Sebastian usually lays out in his hammock, and he's usually off on Mondays, or he has been here recently. Y'all, what didn't go out there?
Big Freddy's because he looked out the window and saw you out there and decided to...
And y'all, there's some hot man. I don't know if he's kind of a contractor or something like that that's been going in the house next door. I don't know if he's living there. You know, it's a rental. I don't know if he's living there, if he's doing work over there or whatever, but I've seen him over there a couple of times now, and y'all, I don't know, but I'll keep my eyes open.
Oh, Big Freddy, I know you'll be old Gladys Kravitz when it comes to the contractor man. Oh, dear Gussie.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is episode 2960 today. So, y'all, that means only 40 more episodes of the little show.
Big Freddy, can it not hurry up?
Well, anyway, but y'all, unless there's a calamity in Hatlanta, I think we're still on for the last little show to be the 30th of July.
Big Freddy, counting the days.
Yeah, the 40 of them left.
Oh, okay.
Well, weekdays, anyways. So, y'all, just keep that in mind. In fact, put that on your mocking calendar as well.
Yes.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, by the way, did you see that the old gal has posted a bleed? She's posted something about a crow. About a crow and a goose and never being satisfied. She's written something. I don't know exactly where she posted. I saw it on the 20. But anyway, go read it. It's actually pretty good. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from over there at the Gayish little show. And, you know, Mike just had his appendix out. Big Fatty and Mike and Kyle, what do you think of Big Fatty only having 40 more little shows?
God, you're old.
Jesus fucking Christ. People have been listening to you for that long?
Oh, yes, but it's almost over. Hydrogen answers prayers.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.